agencies now have a better idea of what their continuous monitoring programs will look like. The General Services Administration awarding a $47 million contract to Metrica Team Venture, a group of five companies. It is phase two of three for the cyber dashboard. You can read more at federalnewsradio.com. My colleague Jason Miller reporting on it. John Pescatore is Director of Emerging Security Trends at the SANS Institute. John, it's great to have you on the program this afternoon. Will this dashboard program ultimately make a difference in the end goal, which is to protect networks, or is this more of what your colleague Alan Power calls admiring the problem of network penetrations?
Well, first off, you mentioned three phases. So the first phase of the DHS CDM effort was to get the sensors in place to feed any dashboard. You know, if you think about the dashboard in your car, you got to have the sensors in the engine or the dashboard's useless. So that was the first phase. The second phase is actually for DHS to have an overall dashboard to look at all the government agencies. It's still sort of admiring the view on this second phase. Really, it's when you get to the third phase where the individual agencies have put the sensors in place so they can monitor PCs and servers and networks, and they've put the dashboard in place, and they've started to take action. So, you know, you think of the dashboard in your car, doesn't help if you see it says check engine and you don't check the engine, or if you see it says we need gas and you simply report, gee, we're low on gas, we have to fill the tank. Same as with the federal agencies. Just the dashboard itself is only going to show the problems. It's the goal is to have faster action solving the problems and mitigating the vulnerabilities.
But then in that context, it sounds like the dashboard is one stop on the road to success, because now you have a mechanism to tell you that your check engine light is on, or that you're running low on gas, and at least you can be informed about the action that you're supposed to take, where right now it doesn't seem like that's the case.
Yeah, you know, right now the case is that you only check the engine in federal systems once every 3 years, basically, right, when you have to recertify, reauthorize your systems every 3 years. The goal with continuous monitoring is, rather than wait to do big bang check if everything's okay every 3 years, to be constantly checking if everything's okay and if the systems are safe, and if they're not, correcting what's wrong. And then we'll get out of this CNA certification accreditation expense we have to do every 3 years, and keep fixing things as they go wrong. And safer and faster will also equal cheaper, but it still requires you to do the fixing, and that part is not that's up to the individual agencies. That's not part of these contracts.
Okay, and that's kind of where I wanted to go next, John, because if we go back about 20 years in my personal life, I was notorious for not paying much attention to the check engine light, and my father will tell you about the times that he did extensive work to my car because I wasn't watching the dashboard. Who's going to take the responsibility of making sure somebody's paying attention to it to make sure that when it flashes something that requires attention, that somebody pays attention to it?
Yeah, and this is the part where you always find out it's usually not the technology that's lacking. It's the governance or the people and the processes part. So, you know, already today, most federal agencies have vulnerability assessment systems they've bought. They scan for vulnerabilities. They check to see if things are patched. What's been failing is, why aren't they fixing those problems quickly enough? Why are the OIGs constantly reporting things are vulnerable, or they don't know what systems are out there and they haven't fixed them? A lot of that really ties into the way security or CISOs, CSOs in the government, how much authority they have, how much authority chief information officers in the government have. Those are the areas that are also being looked at by the CAO Council and other government groups to improve that governance end of things. So the right risk decisions can be made and the action will happen versus just constantly year after year reporting how vulnerable we are.
What is your assessment of all of those groups as they look at these various components, and especially what authorities the CISO and the CIO have? What's your assessment of what you think should change so that CIOs and CISOs have the authority, the autonomy they need to execute on these issues?
Well, there's a couple things. On the governance side, there's been various Clinger-Cohen Act and various things to try to reinforce that the CIO has ownership and leadership and responsibility and authority for everything to do with IT systems. There needs to be a similar, more formal recognition of the role and the responsibility and the authority of the chief security officer in relation to those IT systems. So that's still a little squishy today. Now, one major plus of this DHS Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program, CDM program, is it does fund a lot of the procurements for the technology. And this should actually, for many agencies, free up money that can go to some external consulting services to help them upgrade systems, improve security. So, you know, the good news is that the technology can be consume a smaller part of the budget, and perhaps we can use other parts of the government budgets for security to get some manpower assistance to aid in the management and governance side.
John Pescatore of the SANS Institute. John, my colleague Jason Miller reports that the Chief Information Officer at the Energy Department, Bob Breeze, says his agency needs more than one solution. Does that make sense to you, and does that kind of defeat the purpose of this three-phase government solution that we are headed toward?
Well, there's two sides of it. For the CDM program and these dashboards and CyberScope reporting of the required FISMA reporting, there will be a single solution across government for that. That's for reporting into this DHS-level dashboard that will see all of government and for producing all the FISMA reporting that's required. That doesn't stop individual agencies from procuring their own additional products or having their own dashboards or reporting. In fact, I think all the larger agencies and departments, certainly, you know, Department of Energy and Transportation and the larger one, will have their own systems to have their own views so they can act locally and they can deal with very unique conditions that NASA might see versus DOE versus transportation.
And that's kind of where I wanted to go next. Are the challenges different enough agency to agency that that makes sense for everybody to come up with their own solution, maybe using the same tools, but using them in different ways?
Yeah, the DHS CDM contract actually has something like 60 or 70 different products in it. It's not just one product. So individual agencies can choose different products. And yeah, the systems they build, you know, if you think of agriculture, for example, with lots of tiny field offices versus NASA with a few very large labs across the country. And then you think about the different threats each face. Department of Energy has been under attack from foreign nationals looking for nuclear secrets. You know, agriculture, obviously not quite so much. So IT and the threats are so different for different agencies that, yeah, they will require different systems.
I want to go back to a concept that you talked about earlier that I find fascinating, not just in the cyber realm, but all across the government operations space. And that is the idea that the technology exists to do whatever it is that somebody wants to do. And the place where we usually find ourselves lacking is the human element. Are there any controls that we can put in place or ways this can be automated or some kind of structure that exists to help us in this space, in the cybersecurity space, or will this continue to be just as susceptible to the human element as other aspects of operations?
Well, it will definitely continue to be susceptible to the human element. I mean, the attackers are human beings who will think up new ways to attack us. Out in Silicon Valley, there's 20-year-olds in garages thinking up new technology that every government agency will absolutely have to use 2 years from now. So things will continue to change, and human beings are required to keep up with that. However, I think that, again, the technology, a lot of the products in later phases of the continuous diagnostics and mitigation, the CDM program, will enable a lot of automation to take away the grunt work that today occupies probably 80% of a security manager's time, for counting vulnerabilities, checking people's permissions, checking the new systems come in, configured the way they should be. Reduce the amount of time spent on that so that the security managers can spend more time on some of the forward-looking and the higher-value risk avoidance type activities.
John, great insight. I appreciate your time very much. Thanks for helping us understand what's going on here.